Great to sing about the resurrection. So just really we're two Sundays after our Easter break, and we want to focus a little bit about on still the back of Easter and all that it means and its implications for us. Anybody watch the Masters last week? Let's actually have a proper confession. Okay, great stuff. How many people thought Rory was going to do it? I see if it'd been Darren Clark or Graham Madole, maybe Portrush folk, eh? But what do you call the chap? Jordan Spieth. And what age? 21? 23? 21. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But the master, the green jacket that says, I am the master at golf. Maybe you're of a generation like me and you remember who are these people on the screen? Oh, there was a confession, Darren. He-Man, She-Ra, Skeletor, the masters of the universe. Anybody know who this is? No, neither did I. Napoleon Hill, such a great name. Written a book, million seller, Think and Grow Rich. Think, oh yeah, I'll have a bit of that. Big quote. He's famous for, you are the master of your destiny. You can influence, direct, and control your own environment. You can make your life what you want it to be. Do you agree with that? Awkward silence. Do you? That you're the master of your own destiny. The very end of the passage Tom read for us this morning, and this is what we're going to focus on. Verses 19 and 20 of 1 Corinthians 6. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. You are not your own. In Christ, we have a new master. We are not the master of our own destiny. We are not the master of the universe, and I certainly am not the golf master. I have a new master. There are implications from that, which we'll talk about in a moment. But this verse, or these verses, remind us that you're not your own. You belong to God. And if we actually step back, verse 19, all of it says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Let me read that again, please. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Paul also writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, he, the Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, set his seal of ownership on us and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. He set his seal of ownership on us. We have a new master. He put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. We are owned by God. He is our new master. There's another little thing that is in here as well. If we're thinking of our body as a temple, we're also told in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. And so we belong to each other. At the beginning of the chapter there, and the part that Tom read in verse 12, in 1 Corinthians 6. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but I will not be mastered by anything. And within the book of Corinthians, 1 and 2, one of the big emphases Paul has is that we belong to each other as the body of Christ. We're to look out for the weaker brother. We're to help and support each other. And so we belong to Christ. He is our new master. But also in that, we belong to each other. We have a new master. You are not your own. We are under new management. I just thought this picture, I wanted a few pictures under new managementship. Doesn't really convey confidence. We are under new management. We have been bought back, but not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus. We are under new management. We have been bought at a price. Easter, the cross, redemption, a price paid that we may have life. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, it was the Living Bible I used with the young people, but the NIV puts it, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus, a lamb without blemish or defect. Folks, Jesus has paid the price for you and I that we may have life. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you and I into relationship with God, to be bought back from being lost. The price has been paid. Just recently, a friend sold a thing called a bazooki, not a bazooka, a bazooki, for me on eBay. eBay scares me. But Mark sold it for me, and it's gone. I cannot turn round to the chap who's bought it somewhere in England, I don't even know who he is, and say, well, you know, that was mine, so I'm just going to take it home for the weekend. My rights have gone. The chap has paid the price. It's posted off. It's away. I no longer have any call, right, or say over it. We are bought at a price. And therefore, Satan has no rights over us. The price has been paid. We are under new management. We have a new master. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Here's the rub. We are now called to a new morality, a new code, a new behavior. Therefore, honor God with your body. You are not your own. You're bought at a price. Christ's death on the cross to buy our salvation. And if we are under the new master, under new management, then we're called to live differently. We're called to live in a way that honors God. That's what the therefore is there for. You're not your own, you're bought at a price. Therefore, because of this, live differently. Folks, Corinth was sin city. If you wanted any kind of vice, evil, or immorality, it was available in Corinth. Actually, William Barclay talks about in the Regency period in Britain, in England, between 1811 and 1820, kind of slang words for the young rich was Corinthians, because of their reckless and riotous living. To be a young Corinthian was a slander to you. If you lived like a Corinthian, You were foul. You were reckless. You were degraded in how you lived. And so as Paul writes here, this is real. We talk maybe about our culture today slipping from the things of God. Well, we are nothing compared to what Corinth was like. But the whole rub here for a new morality is, therefore, honor God with your body. Jesus said, by their fruit you will recognize them. If we are bought by Christ and if we belong to Christ, then we must behave in a way that honors Christ. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people look at you in work, in college, young people in school, and know that you are different? A couple of the young people from church were sitting in a cafe, one of the coffee shops in Coleraine a few weeks ago, and there was some chap sitting at the table next to them, and he actually turned around and asked them, girls, are you Christians? Where that came from, I don't know. But I can only surmise that it's because of their conversation and their behavior that there was something different about them in the world, in their world. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might, get this, die to sins and live for righteousness. It's by his wounds that you have been healed. So here Peter writes, because of Christ's death on the cross, and if we belong to him, and if we are bought by him, then we are to die to our sinful nature. We are to live to righteousness. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5 about being ambassadors of Christ. Verse 17, the old has gone, the new has come. So there's meant to be this change, this transformation, redemption leading to transformation or sanctification. But if we are ambassadors for Christ, we are to live for him in this world that people may see the difference in us. Do they see that difference? Do they see that difference in me? Do they see that difference in me when I'm behind the wheel of a car and somebody cuts me off? Do they see that difference in how you're going around with your shopping trolley and somebody cuts you off in Tesco? You know, do they see it in the most practical of everyday ways, that we are ambassadors of Christ? An ambassador, though, in a foreign country, they do not belong to that country. They live by a different code, an ethic, and a standard, and they represent the monarch or the king. For you and I, as ambassadors of Christ, we don't belong here. We are aliens and strangers in this world. We are to live by a different code and a moral, and that is, flee from sexual immorality. Let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. There are so many implications here in the word that we're called to live by. And we represent the King of Kings. Do we do that? I heard a great football quote, but before we get there, when I was looking for it, I thought Gordon Strachan used to be the manager of Scotland. I think he did at one stage. Yes, no, football heads will tell me. Gordon, any plans for Europe this year? Aye, me and the wife quite fancy Spain in August. There's just tons of them. Gordon, what is your impression of Jermaine Pennant? I don't do impressions. Gordon, can we have a quick word, please? Velocity. So, Gordon, what areas do you think Middlesbrough were better than you today? This is JM. What areas? Mainly that big green one out there. But he wasn't the quote that I was looking for. It was Alex Ferguson, 2010, in the World Cup qualifier, and Scotland were to play Brazil. Alex Ferguson was interviewed about the match, before the match, and he said this: "On this occasion, your body doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Scotland. On this occasion, your body doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Scotland." And so once those players pulled the jersey on and went out onto the pitch, they were ambassadors for Scotland. And well, you know as well as I, they would take no prisoners. But they belonged to their country. They were owned by it. There was passion and there was pride in how they played. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Do we have that passion and pride and commitment in Christ to our faith? And let me say, to our fellowship, that we belong to God and we belong to each other. And there must be that commitment in church to each other as well as to Christ for us to move forward. We belong to a new master because we are not our own. We are not the masters of the universe, the masters of our destiny, or certainly the Gulf Master. We are bought at a price, and therefore we are under new management. We have a new boss. But because of this, we're called to behave in a godly, Christ-like manner. A new morality. Honor God with your body. Paul writes into a community that was just Sin City. But these words equally apply to us in our world and our culture today. You're not your own. You're bought at a price. Therefore, honor God in how you live. Let's pray, please.